Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the Naked Forex Guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX Podcast.
Hey Walter, today's question is, I'm a new Forex trader and I want to do this the right way. So what's the biggest mistake new traders make?
Well, I don't know if you can relate to this, Hugh, but I recall a couple of mistakes. Number one was trading with too much leverage, so having too much risk per trade. The second thing is when you get into a drawdown, you want to get out of that as quickly as possible. And I've actually spoken to brokers about this, and they've highlighted this also. And when I say brokers, I'm talking about Forex brokers. They've also highlighted this as one of the real challenges that Forex traders have is when they get into this, or any trader really, it doesn't matter with the instrument, but when you get into this drawdown, you want to get out of it as quickly as possible. And that's a real slippery slope, because if you look at the numbers, and we'll post the numbers below this podcast episode, but you can see where when you lose X percentage of your account, you actually have to gain more than that to get back up to where you were. And this is the sort of thing that really gets traders into a bit of a rut, because they feel like they're behind the eight ball and they want to take on more risk. And of course, if they have another loser, that just sends them deeper down the hole. So that's probably the number one problem, is how to deal with drawdowns and using improper money management. And of course, that is closely followed by the fact that most traders start off trading with too much leverage to begin with. So those are the things that I would say. What about you, Hugh? Have you run into these sort of things, or, you know, when you first started trading, what was your experience?
For me, actually, I was taking too little risk. I think that was the problem, the biggest problem. But on the second point, where you're saying that you just go down that rabbit hole and you just end up chasing throwing good money after bad, I can totally relate to that. And I've kind of got that under control, but I think sometimes, you know, it's just human nature that you're going to want to try and make it back. And I think it's especially true with people who are trying to get out of their day job. They don't like their job, and they say, oh, I got to make this work, so I got to, you know, do this right now. And that seems to be one of the biggest downfalls. But yeah, I totally agree with that.
Absolutely. And you actually bring up a good point about this idea of having, essentially, you're a bit reticent. You know, you don't want to pull the trigger. Mm-hmm. And this is actually, that kind of approach is actually a more fruitful approach, because those sorts of traders typically will end up in a better space later on in their trading career than the traders who have the itchy finger and they want to keep taking trades. So actually, and it's quite rare. Most traders aren't like you, Hugh. Most traders have the opposite problem. And if you talk to them, you'll know that. And I'm sure many of the people listening to this can identify with this, but you get to this point where you just feel like you need to be doing something and you need to be trading more often, especially when you're in the midst of a drawdown. But that's interesting that you did have that, I guess I call it gun shy or trigger shy, where you're not really at that point. You just feel like you're not ready to do it. That's actually, there will be some traders listening to this who have that problem, that just know that that's a better problem to have, because you're easier to deal with. You can get to where you want to go easier than the trader who has to restrain himself, basically, from going hog wild. So it's not a bad place to be, really.
Yeah, I guess so. I kind of feel like maybe I got to break even faster, but I'm not getting to, like, super profitable as fast as I want to be. But I guess, yeah, like you say, it is a trade-off.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks for the insight.